today's Garden Bite brought to you by Spike's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. Many areas within the Garden Bite audience are suffering drought conditions, some more than others. What plants can handle dry shade? I have some suggestions. Hosta, of course, is one clear choice. Foxglove is a gorgeous flowering biennial that digs part shade. It is poisonous. Also known as digitalis, it's used medicinally for congestive heart failure. If you do not have small children visiting your gardens, then give this very tall flower a chance. It grows to 5 feet tall and comes in shades of purple and pink. There are also cultivars in cream and peach. Stella de Oro Daylily is a breeze to grow. In fact, I get kind of annoyed to see so many. But it's a great plant for part shade with those cheery yellow flowers. Do divide this one every few years to keep it looking good and give some away. Spotted dead nettles are also great plants for dry shade. This low-growing plant looks great in the woodland garden, and there are a few cultivars to choose from. Go to my website, gardenbite.com, to see pictures and get more information on all the plants I'm talking about. Lenten Rose is not a rose, but a beautiful hellebore. Lenten Rose blooms in spring in shades of purple, red, yellow, green, and pink. Its foliage is leathery and lovely all season. Growing in part shade, the mature plants stand 18 to 24 inches tall. It is toxic to people and pets. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. From birds to bunnies, poultry to horses, dogs, and the family cat, Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has all you need to take care of them. Quality feed and quality products to keep your animals happy and healthy. Go to spikesfeed.com. 6 locations and shipping available. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.